Okay. So we talk about artwork. Let's take a moment and talk about that, because that's something that I know a little bit about. I have my collection. Personally, what I like to collect is early 20th century American illustration art from the Howard Pyle School, what they call Howard Pyle School of Art, which was N.C. Wyeth, and it was Harvey Dunn, and Gail Hoskins, and that whole pool of people. And Norman Rockwell was not a part of this. Norman Rockwell was I believe he was New York School of Art, I think. So he was not in the Pyle School, but we often think of Norman Rockwell as the king of illustration, which in fact he really is. When it comes down to what something sells for, anything with Rockwell's name on it is actually gold. To your point, their selection, people have actually bid the price of Rockwell's up over the last 4 to 5 years from what I've seen. So they're now selling at all-time highs ever. And it appears like that's not going to stop. So do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, I do. And there are pockets of the market that will not stop. They're so strong and they resonate so tremendous resonance with wide sectors of the population. They're always going to be beloved. Mm-hmm. And they are images and types of styles people can relate to. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful that you have collected seriously in that niche. Mm-hmm. There are other things, in contrast, that the market is very weak for right now. They're simply not in fashion, and buyers who are entering the art market don't find them appealing. Now, specifically, 18th century is rather weak now. Hmm. 18th century portraitures, portraits of people are just not buying those. Again, they reflect a more formal look and lifestyle, so they're not so much appropriate for the decoration. Also, they're not buying because the demographics of the country have changed. People are not understanding history, 18th and 19th century, the way that perhaps we did when we were in school. They're being taught different aspects of history, or history was somewhat debunked in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
There wasn't as much grounding in it. Therefore, some of the younger generations can't quite relate. They don't quite know what it means, and part of desiring the work is understanding the meaning of it, in addition to the aesthetics. Mm-hmm. So 18th century is not so popular now. 20th century in general is big.
Mm-hmm. How's 1970s style?
Well, that's coming back. All of the mid-century is really back to complement the furniture. So abstract works are back from really the 60s. Yes, the broad splashes of color. Mm. For a while, those couldn't really find a buyer in the auction market. Now it's huge. Hmm. Also, works done by, Chinese art is very, very hot because of the rise of the Chinese economy.
When you say Chinese art, do you mean of ancestors, or do you mean Chinese art by Chinese artists from the last 50, 60 years?
Chinese art done by Chinese artists. Like, and that can be scroll paintings. It could be views of horses. It could be abstract work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hot because there are so many collectors now in China. Mm. With the rise of the economy, the millionaires are really battling each other to buy back their heritage.
Mm.
And that also is in the areas of porcelain and jade and early textiles. So anything earlier than perhaps the World War II era is quite sought after.
Interesting. So I'm sure people would be interested to know if you have a projection based upon the current trend, which is mid-century modern, and that simply put has been very strong the last 5 years or so, or over the last 3 to 5 years. Do you think that will continue, or do these things tend to run a 5 to 7 year cycle, and then they ebb, and then something else comes in, and do you have a thought on what that might be?
I do. Actually, I think there will be a return to some of the more traditional furnishings. Not completely. Mm-hmm. It will be selective again, and homeowners will begin to punctuate with antiques, and they do now. The eclectic look is very big.
Yes.
But one of the reasons for this is that some of the older furniture styles were very well made, and they are of solid wood, solid mahogany, solid walnut. You do not see much of that now.
Mm-hmm.
The current look may be a wonderful, slick, shiny lacquer, black lacquer. It looks very streamlined and simple. But those kinds of pieces generally do not hold up.
Mm.
And when they become shabby, they really look really pretty bad.
Right.
Some of the old mahogany and the antiques age gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, those 20-somethings, 30-somethings, I think, will return to buying some of the things their parents had.
Interesting. So I read a book called The Goldfinch. Have you read?
I have.
Okay. So, of course, the story involves a painting that is stolen due to a circumstance that you'll have to read the book to find out. It's a very, very good book. But there's a story in there about a group of furniture dealers and how they handle their furniture very artistically to hide defects in the furniture or actually make it look like it's of a provenance that, in fact, is not. The question I'm asking is, how often do you see deception in the sale of furniture like I experienced and you experienced in The Goldfinch?
We do see deception,
okay.
And we saw quite a bit of it starting in the 80s and 90s when the prices of antiques became so high that it was profitable to try to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the market's fallen off, there has been less of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one needs to draw a distinction between a piece that was created truly to deceive and one that is simply a reproduction of very good quality.
Very good. Excellent. Stephanie Kenyon from Sloans and Kenyon. You can go to her website for more information at sloansandkenyon.com. You can also email her directly at Kenyons, that's plural, K-E-N-Y-O-N-S, at sloansandkenyon.com for more information. Remember, she offers a free evaluation in her shop every Tuesday, and you can also come by at no charge and bring your item on an appointment basis as well. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Eric. It's really been a pleasure to be here with you.
And the same for me. Eric Stewart Show, we'll be right back.